Masechet Makot Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, we're giving examples of all different averot that a person would receive malkut if he violated them. Mishnah says, Ha'ochel bikurim ad shelo kara alehin. If a person wanted to bring bikurim, the first fruits that he grew, but before the owner read the Torah passage for them, then a person will receive malkut. If somebody grows one of the seven different species of Eretz Yisrael, then they have to bring the first of those fruits to the Beit HaMikdash, and they recite certain pesukim in front of the Mizbeach, and they give them to a Kohen to eat over there, Bikurim. Once they're brought to Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to be eaten until that Torah passage is recited. If a person eats them, he receives malkut. There are two types of categories of korbanot. Koche kodashim, that is a hatat, a mincha, or an asham. That high level can only be eaten by kohanim inside of the azara, inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. If eaten outside, it's a problem. And also kadashim kalim, at lower level, korban. They have less holiness, and therefore they're allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, and even by non-Kohanim. So if a person eats the Kadshe Kadashim outside of the temple courtyard, the Beit HaMikdash courtyard, or the Kadashim Kalim, or Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni also has to be eaten within Yerushalayim. If he eats those outside of Yerushalayim, then he also would receive Malkut. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, there are two different halachic details that are brought down. You're not allowed to break a bone of the korban, and you're also not allowed to leave it over past their time, past the time that it has to be eaten. So the Mishnah here is going to talk about if a person receives malkut for violating these prohibitions. Hashober et ha'etzem ba'pesach ha'tahor, hareze lo ke'arba'im. If somebody breaks the bone of the korban pesach that is pure, it's a valid korban pesach, they would receive 40 lashes. Aval hamotir batahor. But if somebody leaves over meat of a korban pesach, even if it's tahor, v'ashoved batameh, or they break the bone of a pesach that is tameh, it's an invalid korban, eno loke arba'im, they would not receive 40 lashes. Even though it's forbidden to leave over meat from the korban pesach, if a person did so, he has to then burn the meat and therefore would not receive the malkut. If a person leaves it over, ba'esh tisrofu, they have to burn it. So it's a example of a lav hanitak la'aseh, which we'll elaborate on in the next Mishnah, that there's a corrective to the violation of the lav. So in that case, a person would not receive malkut, and etzem lo tishberu bo, the prohibition that you're not allowed to break any of the bones, only applies when the Korban Pesach is pure and valid. So if a person breaks a bone of a Korban Pesach that is Tameh, they would not receive Malkut. Masechet Makot Peregimel Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah here is going to talk about the idea of a Lav Hanitak La'aseh, that if a person has a negative commandment that he violated, and there's a positive commandment that could fix it up, there would be no malkut in that situation. We'll talk about it in the context of the mitzvah of shilua haken, where a person has to shoo away a mother bird before he takes the eggs, as the pasuk tells us, that if you see that situation, lotika ha'em al habanim, don't take the mother with the young, rad shaleach teshalach et ha'em, send away the mother, ve'et habanim tikach lach, and then take the eggs that are there. Question becomes, how do you read this pasuk? Is it that if a person didn't send them away and then took the eggs, that he violated it and there's no fix? Or if he did wrong by taking the mother with the young, with the eggs, then shaleach teshalach. Then if you send away the mother, then that's sort of an aseh, that's a positive commandment that fixes up the problem that a person made. We'll have a machloka between Rabbi Yehuda and Hachamim about that. Mishnah says, Hanotel et em al habanim. If a person takes a mother bird while she's with her young bird or eggs, Rabbi Yehuda omed loke ve'eno meshaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says he gets malkut and he doesn't have to do anything to the mother bird to send her away. Once he made the avera and he took the mother while she was with her eggs, he no longer has the mitzvah to send the mother away. It's a one-time opportunity. It's not a lav hanitak la'aseh. There's no negative followed by a positive fix-up over here. If you didn't send away the mother right away, in the beginning, before he took the eggs, there's no fixing that situation. V'hachamim omrim meshaleach ve'en olokeh. But hachamim disagree. They say, even though a person already violated the prohibition of taking the mother with the eggs, he has to send away the mother bird. If he sends away the mother bird at that time, even after he already took the eggs, he has fixed up the problem and he would not receive malkut for having taken the mother while she was with the eggs. Hachamim are going to explain their ruling based on how they understand the Torah prohibition. Zeh kelal, this is the general rule. Kol mitzvat lo ta'aseh sheyesh ba kum aseh. Any prohibition that has a positive mitzvah to correct it, that Torah gives you a commandment afterwards if you violated that prohibition, and hayavina leha, a person would not be liable for malkut for violating that prohibition. By doing that aseh, by doing that commandment, you fixed up the lo ta'aseh that you would have received malkut for. So here, even though the Torah tells you don't take the mother bird with her young, it says afterwards that you have to send away the mother bird. So according to Hachamim, if a person does violate it and takes the mother when she's with her young, if he just sends away the mother afterwards, he fixed up the violation that he did and he is not given malkut.